Jose. Thank you, Jose.
At Garden Hills Elementary, cafeteria manager Virginia Brooks serves up locally grown produce to kindergarten students.
Yes, they Georgia grown apples. And then we have kale for the kids that's locally grown in Georgia.
Atlanta Public Schools gets most of its cafeteria food from Georgia and surrounding states. It's all part of a larger plan to get kids eating fresher food, which sounds great. But let's be honest, we're talking kids and vegetables. Here's kindergartner Jack Funderburk giving the lowdown on his cafeteria tray.
Chicken, and I'm drinking juice.
Okay. What was your favorite thing this morning?
Chicken.
Why?
Because it's so greasy and it's really yummy.
And his least favorite thing, he points to the untouched pile of steamed kale.
That. Greens. And I do not like too much greens.
Newsflash, even if it is locally sourced, a lot of kids are just not into vegetables. Trays across this cafeteria are dotted with untouched greens. And here we hit a challenge in bringing in local veggies, getting kids to eat them. To that end, a school across town is trying something a little different.
Raise your hand if you'd like to share something that's the same or different from the last time we were here. What did you observe today? Some of our plants continued growing.
Jenna Mobley is the environmental education teacher at Springdale Park Elementary. Since 2009, the school has had this class in which students plant, harvest, eat, and learn all about their veggies. Today, it's kale, the same vegetable that was grossing out the kindergartner across town.
And they call it dinosaur kale because it's very bumpy, kind of like what they imagine dinosaur skin might be like. Today, for our recipe that we're creating, I need each of you to pick one leaf. You may go.
The kids spill out across the rooftop garden, picking kale they planted in the fall to make a soup.
I got that big one. I got this big one.
12 APS schools have classes like this, but this one is the most extensive. Mobley brings the kids math, social studies, and even language arts lessons into the garden. But she says that when it comes down to it, it's really about the basics.
Something I noticed when I started teaching these lessons is a lot of kids don't know what a carrot looks like coming out of the ground or how those things are grown or what they look like in nature. They're so used to just finding food in a grocery store. So the kids don't necessarily learn everything they need to be a successful adult in the classroom. So we can take those standards and those science and those math lessons and actually bring them into real life lessons that'll help them be successful adults.
Minutes later, the students are placing their kale, along with garlic, tomatoes, and broth, into a crock pot.
Yum.
As they work, Mobley instructs.
What vitamin is there a lot of in kale? What do you think, Shen?
Vitamin A.
Vitamin A is through the roof. And there's something.
Nutrition lessons aside, the real moment of truth comes later in the day.
Grab a spoon and a napkin and put your bottom.
When the kids return to try the soup that they made from the kale that they grew.
It's good.
Getting kids to eat their veggies is an age-old war, and one that certainly doesn't end here. But today's victory may have yielded one winning strategy. As one student puts it,
I feel like if it's my kale tastes really good.
In other words, it could be that nothing builds appetite quite like the sense of ownership you get by working from the ground up. Kate Sweeney, WABE.
I didn't get somebody.